Anna.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Should we start or should we wait?
It's okay with me if you want to go ahead. I know your time is limited at this time.
Say again.
I said, I know your time is limited at this time of day, so if you want to
right.
go ahead. It's
okay. We are starting with verse 158 in section 18 of the Parashat Lech Lecha from the Zohar Sulam commentary. I'll start with the Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud kut shabarifu ishkinte bithilu urhimu udhilu. Udhilu urhimu, leyakta l'shem yudhe bovate, v'yehudah shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. V'hi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. Pasuk 158. Tahate nefeshi itaruta tataa ita bekam beya begufa kegavna din hora devotsina din hora tataa dehi ufma ita bekat biftila. Willa it barash mina, willa it tafnat elaba, putar it tafnat baftila, it avidat, farsi ayolin hora, ila achivavra, tishar yayo. Al hahu nehora ufma. The translation. Come and see. The nefesh is the awakening factor from below that cleaves to the body. Just like the light of a candle in which the lowest light, which is black, clings to the wick and exists only through it. So when the black light is improved through and clings to the wick, it becomes a throne for the white light above it. Because of the white light rests upon the black light, this white light is equivalent to the light of the Ruach. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. I refer you to the Hanukkah lighting meditation on the Yeshem website. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I think it's clear as written because it's really an analogy from Nefesh and Ruach to the candle.
Well, it's trying to explain the idea of a throne.
With one sitting upon the other.
One setting upon the other, but it does more than just be upon the other. They intertwine. They work together.
Mm-hmm.
In the frame of the candle, the black light, and then the white light rests on the black light, but they move together. They're united in a certain sense. And this is true with the idea that the nephesh, once it semi-corrects or it corrects itself, then the ruach will come to rest on the nephesh. But then they depend on each other. Any other questions, or should I go on?
I believe you can go on.
Verse 159. Tafnan tarvaihu itavidat hahu meho rahivavra karsiyayo lin hora satima adilait chaze wilait yeha yeda madishara al hahu meho ra Vavra Ugdain Nehora Shalim Wetadu Barnash Deyu Shalim Bikola Ugdain Ikrek Yakadosh Tada Alik Doshim Ashib Aretz The translation, after they are fixed, the black light with the white light over it, the white light becomes a throne for a concealed light. What rests on the white light, which is neither seen nor known, is equivalent to the light of Neshama. The light is now complete in such a manner that the candle has three lights, one on top of the other. First, the candle has three lights, one on top of the other. First, a black light, which is the lowest of them all, and is attached to the wick of the candle. Second, a white light that rests on the black light. And finally, a hidden light that rests on the white light. And so a person who reaches perfection in everything also attains these three lights, one over the other, as is explained by the lights of the candle, which correspond to the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. Then that person is called holy, as it is written, for holy people who are in the earth. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. I refer you again to the Hanukkah lighting meditation on the Hashem website. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I see it as a repeat of what we had a few days ago. It's just that they're using the candle, you know, the three lights of the candle to help you understand the three parts of the soul.
Right. It's using the metaphor of a candle.
I think it's a beautiful teaching.
Of course, the Hanukkah meditations that we did was really good. You know, to help you with that when you were watching your candles burn for Hanukkah.
Malka, did you want to say something?
I think it's a beautiful teaching. And I've sat there and watched a candle burn. And also the smoke that comes, that trail of smoke that comes up as well. It really, the height of that, and how sometimes it's as straight as can be, which I'm sure this is going to teach us a little bit about that. And also the blue light, there's a bluish to that, colors as well.
Well, the blue is usually the connected to the bottom, to the nefesh. The blue tends to be part of the black.
Okay.
Well, this year my candles burn so uniformly. The year before, it was an aura around the candles that was so evident, you know. So it looks like each year it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we all like to watch as they go out, like Malka said, you know, you see the little smoke trail, how it ascends and then it descends.
We all agree. It's a very, very moving experience. But it's a good metaphor for helping to understand how the souls interrelate with each other.
Yeah.
Pasuk 160. Kegavna da beraza ila'a tachatze bishata Tiyal Abraham le'ara itchaze le'ya Uchabrihu kimadi itmar Ikti v'lashem chanireh Eilav v'kabel Taman nefesh uvana Mizbeach lehahu targa Levatar chalo V'nasoa Ane ba dika belua levatar desalik leita beka go neshama kedem beiven sham isbeya lashem setam dahio neshama. Vehihi satima dekal satimin. The translation. This appears in the same manner, according to the sublime secret, in the verses before us. Come and see, at the time when Abraham came to the land of Israel, the Holy One, blessed be He, appeared before him. As we have already stated, and it is written, the light to Hashem who appeared to him. There he attained the light of Nefesh, and he built an altar for that grade. After this, he journeyed on still toward the Negev, where he attained the light of Ruach. And after that, when he rose to cleave to the light of Neshama, which is the secret of Bina that is called the concealed world. It is written that he simply built there an altar to Hashem, as it is written, to Hashem who appeared to him. This refers to the Neshama, which is the most hidden of all, and therefore it is not written to Hashem who appeared to him in relation to the Neshama, as it is written, for the light of the Nefesh. My commentary is that it's clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I think when we see the top light, we tend to think that that's the light. You know, we don't think in terms of those parts or the specific colors, you know, the black and the white.
And we also don't see the concealed light.
Mm-hmm. I'm also thinking of that little song we sing, you know, as children or with the children, you know, this little heart of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Give some new meaning to those words.
Yes, it does. Does the neshama, the light of neshama, is it revealed to the person? Does it become aware? Do we become aware of the potential actions that we need to do? Or are we just watching the candles?
I know it when we have Torah study, and any time the soul comes up, it's always the neshama that's mentioned, you know, my neshama this or my neshama that. I never hear nefesh, I never hear ruach. And I've thought about that before. So I don't think we're looking at the translation, you know, to see which word is being used, because I happen to notice that when we first started on chapter 18, I believe it was, or section 18, you know, sometimes it's soul, sometimes it's spirit, and so we need to look over the history.
Sometimes it's the...
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But we need, you know, which word is being referred to.
Very true. But what is the reason that the rabbis only use the neshama in their discussions with people?
I think maybe because our rabbi uses it a lot, and so maybe the persons that are present, which are usually the same people each week, you know, we usually have a minyan at least. And I think because they hear the word neshama mentioned more than any other word in regards to the soul. And also, you know, in the siddur on Saturday mornings, not just Saturday mornings, but when we sing Elohai Neshama, Lenatata, you know, right after the Madani and the bathroom player, because it's part,
right.
We do read that part as well. And maybe that's another reason, because we chant that one and with the la-las, you know, and I think because we hear the word neshama, and I think too that we have a tendency to associate the meaning of ruach with the Holy Spirit, you know.
Or with the wind. But when in the Elohai Neshama, that word Neshama is not your soul, it's Adam's soul. It's Adam's Neshama.
Okay. I don't think I realized that.
Unless you're taught it specifically, you don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we intertwine our name in Hebrew with the letter of the word neshama to connect to the Adam's neshama. Because we have no guarantee that we have a neshama.
Right.
And the reason that the rabbis constantly use neshama rather than nefesh or ruach is they don't want to embarrass anybody by saying, you don't have a neshama. But in our world, very few people have a neshama.
Mm-hmm. And no one knows when that happens.
And no one knows when that happens. Very
true. Would that be, if they do have a Neshama, is that a potential of being possibly a Mashiach and not knowing that they are? Because that was...
The Mashiach has a Neshama, and everyone has a spark of Mashiach. So potentially everyone can become the Mashiach. It depends on how much they want to work on themselves.
So the Neshama is a pure soul, like a Zadokim? Would that
the Neshama is the soul that is living in Bina, in the world that is coming.
Okay.
And so we don't normally connect to Bina. We do on Yom Kippur, we do on certain other days. On Shabbat, we have the potential, but normally we don't connect to the level of the world that is coming.
Those persons who die for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, and
yes.
I suppose they've reached their level of of having a
Mishnah.
Okay.
Who are these persons?
If you choose to die for the sanctification of God's name, then that person has a Mishnah.
Okay. Okay.
If some group kills you, God forbid, because you are Jewish, that's Kiddush Hashem.
Okay. Well, actually, millions have gotten their Neshama because they were killed because they were Jewish. Millions.
And that's, you're talking about the Shoah? I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, Shoah or anything, even to this day, you know, there's still being large groups.
Yes, the people in Israel who are assassinated or were attacked by a terrorist, that incident is because they're Jewish, and because they're Jewish, the incident is Kiddush Hashem.
Right.
For the sanctification of God's name. You die because you are not converting away from Judaism.
Right. I mean, that was even before the Shoah. I mean...
generations back, all the way back.
Throughout
right.
the centuries, every pogrom in Russia.
Right.
All of the actions that the non-Jewish world did to limit the Jews, to put them into ghettos, or all of that is the actions, the person becomes connected to his neshama through Kiddush Hashem. So on a one level, you don't have to die from it, but it's easier to understand Kiddush Hashem by accepting the statements that they died because they were Jewish, and therefore their Kiddush Hashem, the sanctification of God's name. We're out of time.
Well, certainly okay, they should see the Hashem when they enter the spiritual world. If you understand what I mean by face of Hashem, how did they word it yesterday, the day before, the supernal wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. A lot to learn,
great.
And a lot to contemplate.
Great, yes. Great lesson.
Especially in these times, because so many people are preparing, emergency preparedness is going on, much more so than it was 10 years ago. And the talk of having to leave the country, and I don't have that feeling, so, you know, it's a lot to contemplate. Especially if in a previous lifetime you converted rather than choose to die, then that could very well be your correction. At this time, you have to choose.
I do have to go, so we can talk about this another time.
Okay.
All right.
That's my
Come
friend. I'm going to have to go, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Shalom to all.
Okay.
Shalom.
We have another section of the Zohar Yitro to read tonight, so all
okay.
about face reading.
Right.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.